Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We move on now to a citizen of this fine city of ours, Kristen Gislason Palmer. And Ms. Palmer, we were talking about what the council has coming up today. And, of course, you're a city council member from District C. But you are, as I understand it, a human being as well, are you not?
Yeah, I like to think so, Tom.
Yeah. And you are a resident of New Orleans, are you not?
I am, Tommy. I am at that.
Because if not, you'd have big trouble. But with all of that said, tell
me. It's been tried before, I think.
Yeah, it has, as a matter of fact. It never ends happy. Tell me, as just Kristen, what were you going through on Sunday when you saw this? I don't know if you were at the game or not. And how
I was definitely at the game. I mean, I think it was disbelief. I think everybody, we were all just waiting for the flag. And then when it didn't come, it was just one of the most shocking things that I've ever been part of. It was just very, very, very sad. You know, and my husband's family, we've had season tickets since 1967.
Wow.
When it was at Tulane, you know. And there are just a lot of people that this is, you know, just like y'all were saying earlier before it came on. It's like a breakup, but it's also just this general sense of depression. I mean, you get it everywhere throughout the city. But, you know, with that being said, too, this is an incredible city. There's no other city in this country that's gone through what we've gone. We've been kicked down and we consistently get back up. But
you know,
in this particular case, we do need closure. I think you're absolutely right.
But as you say that, and I'd not thought of this before, but in relation to Katrina, this is a relatively minor thing. Don't you believe so?
I do. I absolutely do. But I think what I'm speaking of is just the fact that we are so resilient. We throw that word around, but that doesn't mean that we don't have this inner rage when we see something that's not correct. And we do want to fix it. And I think that's what you're hearing and seeing and feeling throughout the city, right? We don't sit back. We have to do something about it. And that's what our history has consistently been.
Along those lines, tell me what the council has planned today. And I think in a way these kind of dovetail with, I think, a resolution about the game on Sunday. And then there's something about sports betting, too. And a lot of people think sports betting might be responsible for the credibility in the NFL. The only thing I would say to that is, if you think sports betting is not going on now, you're nuts. And that goes to allowing it here, I guess. And there's, tell us, if you will, Ms. Palmer, what's coming up today?
Well, we are doing a proclamation. And basically, it's really in support, too, of Gail Benson and the city. And I, you know, again, fulfilling the need that we are all citizens of the city and we want to do something. And again, it's asking them to really review the rules and asking the NFL to look at the use of, you know, replay technology and how they evaluate questionable calls and conflicts of interest within the officiating department. So, you know, again, it's we're hoping that none of this happens in the future. We're hoping that we're just adding our voice to the governor, to the mayor, to, you know, to Ms. Benson, to really say we support everybody and we want to make sure that something is rectified. In addition to that, on the more light side, we are going to be recognizing the rapper Choppa for his contribution to the city and to the Saints. And really, again, we are such a unique city in terms of always wanting to make sure we incorporate our music in everything that we do. So that should be a little bit more fun this morning at the council.
Might I give you a suggestion that the entire council do the Choppa style dance in unison?
I will suggest that to my seat mates. I will absolutely suggest that.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Yeah, and then basically what we're also doing is, on a little bit more serious note, we're looking and we're moving forward the inclusionary zoning that a lot of us have been talking about. So as you know, we've passed many times ago this smart housing mix ordinance study. And so this is coming back to us because, again, we have to go into amending the comprehensive zoning ordinance. So this is continuing to move that forward and really, again, to figure out ways that we can address the affordable housing issues throughout the city.
And there is something about sports betting, right?
Yeah, there is. There is. That's really asking the state and to start looking at how we can derive some of the revenues that could be potentially projected to stay within Orleans Parish, which I think is a smart move.
Anything else?
We also have the Algiers IZD. It's an interim zoning district, which is, again, going to allow the West Bank has been kind of left out of this whole zoning process and a review process in terms of our riverfront development over there, which, as you know, we have the best view of the city.
Absolutely.
We would love to see good development over there. We just want to make sure that it's consistent with the surrounding neighborhoods.
They used to have a restaurant up there, did they not? What happened to
that? Oh, God, it was wonderful. It got torn down. Remember, it was jutted out right into the river.
Yeah.
And it had that beautiful deck. When I first moved over there, I remember they would sell draft beer, and it was always the price of how hot it was outside.
So
it
wasn't Supply and demand, that's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
So real quick,
a wonderful place to see.
Tell me where you are emotionally right now with this Saints loss. Are you over it? Are you healing? Will you ever get over it?
I'm not over it. I'm totally not over it. I mean, we you know, it's also upset families. I was in a very rapid text exchange with my sister-in-law who lives in Pittsburgh. And, you know, they don't exactly feel the way we feel. Mm. Like, oh, it's just another bad call. But, you know, it's not. It's definitely caused some conflict in my family. But no, I don't think we are over it. I think we're not going to be over it. We've worked really, really hard. I feel very badly for all of the amazing players. They had such a huge sense of camaraderie and exuberance. And you know that comes from a tremendous amount of hard work and genuine respect for each other.
Thank you so much for your time. Speaking of hard work, Sheldon Williams is at Master Control, and we're going to go out with the Stylistics and Break Up to Make Up. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Tommy.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.